For you personally, if you, someone has bad news to share with you, do you want them to wait till you're done with work or done with something you're doing? Or do you want to know in the middle of it immediately? Or do you want to wait for the timing to be right? 314-531-9898. This happens to everyone. And there's lots of different scenarios where, like, you have to share something. With my wife, I know for a fact that telling her something at the right time matters. So I will shoulder, like, whatever I like whatever we got going on, if it's something super stressful, for, like, a day or two. Because she needs to process things and she needs to be in the right mindset. For me, I just want to know immediately. I compartmentalize anything. You tell me bad news, a second later I can do whatever my job is. Kevin, we talked about this a lot on Friday. I actually got the phone call that our longtime family member of Y98, Jen Myers, had passed away in the middle of the show.
Yeah, very,
someone
very
had told
difficult.
Them. Yeah. And Hannah had strong opinions about that phone call coming in the middle of the show.
Yeah, I still am pretty upset about this. When Kevin got that text that Jen had passed away, obviously I was heartbroken and shattered, but one of my immediate first reactions was, why in the hell did anybody text Kevin this news in the middle of the show? They should have waited, like, common courtesy until after the show was over to tell Kevin that, because how do they expect him to continue on performing in the show and doing his job and being focused or having a good day at all when they just drop that news on him in the middle of the show? I still am very upset about it. I think that you should wait and protect the person you care about until the time is right.
Because Kevin had
very firm on this.
Kevin had to do the throwback throwdown. It was like competing.
He had a lot of stuff going on.
He has to run the board. I mean, it's just,
do you think people should have waited until you were done with work, Kev?
I do, but I understand why I was told when I was told, because after I received the text, we started getting phone calls.
We did, actually.
And so,
and Hannah was mad about that. Like, why are people calling
right,
the show?
Exactly.
Yeah, that is not right to
and
do.
And I don't think it's we want you to be the first. You know, I want to be the one to tell you. I want to be the first to tell you. No, I think it's one of those things that I want to tell you before you hear it secondhand from somebody who's not as close to you. So this is why I'm relaying this message to you right now.
That is part of the risk that you do take. Yeah.
It feels a little selfish to me, honestly.
Really?
That's how firm I am on this. I feel like it's a little selfish to just throw that on someone when you know they're working, you know that they're performing, you know they're doing all these things. You have to wait until it's the right time.
I feel like it would be like courtesy to say, hey, like, what are you doing right now? Like, if it was directed at you, and then if you kind of give an answer like, hey, I'm in the middle of something, then they should then say, ultimately, oh, give me a call when you have a chance. Like, I just wanted to talk.
Call. Like, so, you know, sometimes you get the text, call me when you have a second kind of thing. And
which
then
is
kinda,
even worse, I think, because then you're like, oh, my God, how bad is it?
I do think they should come with a warning. Like, call me when you have a second. It's good news. Or call me when you have a second. It's something bad. It's serious. Because I am such a curious person. I can compartmentalize stuff, so I don't like the guessing games, and I'm so creative too. I start creating stories in my head that I would rather someone tell me. I think the worst feeling, I think what's actually worse than for Hannah describing this, like, you feel this selfishness, they said it, is like you get off the air or you get done with work or you get done and everyone, you feel like everyone knew a secret that you didn't. I hate that feeling. So I hate when people are like holding back information from me. Like, I was doing it to protect you. Like, let me protect me.
The guessing game is.
See, I would like that. I feel more loved knowing that they wanted to like protect me and help me, which is, and I know people might be like, Hannah, you sound crazy right now. You're usually all about transparency. You want to know everything all the time. That's true, but I want to know it at the right moments. And Kevin, I love you and I care about you so much that I wanted you to be protected as well, at least through the end of the show.
See, it's interesting because everyone's different. And I said, like, my wife, I'm pick and choose when we're having serious conversations. Like, I know that I can't just bring something up and it could be anything. When do you want to know something that's serious? Immediately when it happens or when the timing is right? Do you want to finish your work day? Do you want to be in the right place when you have this conversation? 314-531-9898. When do you share some serious information, especially if it's bad news. We want to hear your opinion on Y98 St. Louis. It's just one of those unfortunate truths in life. Sometimes there is bad news, and you have to be the person who shares bad news. And you have to decide when to tell people that bad news. Do you wait till the timing feels right, or when you have the information, should you share the information? 314-531-9898. I remember when I was in high school, this is a crazy story, that there's a rumor. For some reason, I heard about this rumor that one of my friends, her brother passed away. That was like a rumor that started spreading around like at a party we were at. And I knew that she was like with a couple of girlfriends. So I called her and I said, hey, this rumor is going on about your brother that he was in a car accident. You should call your family. And he did. He had passed away. But I had to make that decision in the middle of the moment. Wow. Do I have to be the one who tells her? Should I let this rumor just circulate around? Sometimes you have to make those choices. When do you tell someone some bad news? Kevin had found out, sadly, in the middle of the show that Jen had passed away, a longtime Y98 family member.
Yeah, the difficulty with it, too, is, and I understand why I was told what I was told, but it's not like we're a breaking news radio station. It's not like I'm going to come on the air and tell everybody, hey, here's what's going on. No, we're kind of lighthearted, and we kind of joke around, and we kind of do things that are on the fun side of stuff. So it does throw off your game, no matter how professional you are, no matter how much time you have to compose yourself. When you get news like that, it's tough, especially when you are in the middle of your job. I've been the guy who's always been like, don't tell me. I still don't want to know news like that. And it's an unfortunate part of life, but I would much rather wait till after I'm finished with the shift or my work so I can process it much better.
Hannah had a strong opinion on that, and people had texted about
it. Oh, yeah. People are so mad at me for having the opinion that you should have waited, or people should have waited to tell you until after the show. They said, Hannah, you're so wrong. Kevin is a professional and did just fine. He's so much closer to this situation than you.
But it's what Kevin would have wanted and how you handled the situation. I understand that people want Kevin to know, but I asked Kevin, hey, did you tell your own wife the news? And you said, no, I'm waiting.
No, I waited till Sarah called me, so we had a moment to talk one-on-one. I wasn't going to just, break that news. It is terrible. And I know there's really never a good time for news, especially news like that. But you kind of, as I said, I would rather wait for that moment to where I can be somewhere else. I know some people want to be working so they can,
it's take a distraction.
Yeah, exactly. Their mind's off the thing, but not me. Please tell me when I have a moment to process it.
Christina, when do you think you should tell someone bad news?
If the person is close to the person that deceased, you need to let them know right away.
Okay.
Because there's never a right time. There is never a right time. You're going to wait for a right time, and it's never going to be one. I'm going to honestly tell you from somebody who's lost. I lost my mother last year, and that's not a right time for us to tell them. Like, yep, she did finally die.
Yeah. Is that like it gets easier, is what you're saying? So if you tell someone in the middle.
It's harder as it goes, actually.
Interesting.
Because for me, and everybody grieves differently, but for me, we knew she was, passing away from pancreatic cancer. And telling people immediately was much more easier to me than waiting, because more and more emotions started getting into you, and it got harder and harder and harder to function and to be able to talk about it.
Thank you so much for the call. You know, the other thing about the waiting, though, because it does get harder and harder, I hear that, is that sometimes you can be around the right people. I love Kevin, but we didn't work with Jen the same way Kevin did.
Right.
And maybe he wanted a hug from his wife. So maybe fighting out, it's like the right people can hug you at the right time. Like a hug from Hannah is not the same as a hug from Sarah when you're grieving.
I definitely agree.
Right? Dan, this is an interesting dilemma. Dan, you were in the military. You were overseas taking care of and protecting our country when you found out or didn't find out. What did they decide to do when your father passed away?
My family waited because they knew I was out on maneuvers using live ammo in training. And this is back in 1996. And they waited. They told my battalion commander and my captain of the of our company, they knew. So they waited until we came back from maneuvers, and then they called me into the office and let me know what happened. And by then, my father had been buried and everything like that. So I was able to go and visit him. I was able to go visit when I went home on leave and everything there in Las Vegas where he's buried at.
Well, thank you so much for your service, Dan, and thank you so much.
Wow.
And it's crazy to think about those men and women serving our country, and if something like that happens, you want them in the right mindset if they protect our country.
Completely wrecks them.
Wow, it's just crazy to think about the different levels and layers when to share people that information. Hannah's going to share some information about things that are happening in Hollywood. What's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag, Hannah?
Yeah, so Chapel Roan is obviously known for being a big old drama queen, and wait till you guys hear what she did this weekend. I'll share it with you in 3 minutes.